Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a Monday edition of the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks, I Grace. Boy, Ike, do we have a lot to talk about today, but just a crushing defeat last night. Philadelphia Soul lose in the Arena Bowl, and
damn.
I'm still having problems getting over it, Ike. You all right over there?
I am, man. That was a tough one. That was a tough loss there.
Yeah. You know, a four-team league. Yeah. How many teams? Anyway, yes, not a crushing Phillies loss last night, too, if you were.
Oh, yeah, that happened. That's what I was watching.
Me, too. Unfortunately, me, too. Yes. A-Rod crushes Gabe, and you know what? And it's weird. Jim Salisbury puts out an article late last night where it's kind of weird. Maybe sounding like something could happen today, not necessarily with Gabe, but maybe a hitting coach or a pitching coach or somebody like that could be let go. But listen, Phillies are done. You know, Phillies are done. I'm done. Phillies are done. You know, Mets are, they're in the fourth place now. The Mets have passed them. We all saw that coming. Gabe could be done. A coach could be done. And let me say this about Gabe, right? Arrieta should be done. Last night, remember last week he was complaining that he got pulled early. Last night it sounded like he's ready to have surgery. Make up your mind there, Jakey. But, you know, Gabe had an opportunity to
win. He is a beauty.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he's a beauty.
And he's going to be back next year.
Yeah,
player option.
Yeah.
$20 million next year? Awesome.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be declaring for free agency after this year. But, you know, Gabe had an opportunity to win an important series while the team's pretty much on life support. Instead, he managed like he was looking at an iPad last night and not watching the game. Two runners, two outs, runner on second after there was a wild pitch. First pitch, a wild pitch. Runner on second, two outs, a hot hitter. And instead of putting him on, they pitched to him. Instead of pitching to an ice-cold hitter and Brandy Crawford and with a guy with a two-cent head on the mound. And you know what happens? 3-1, he throws a meatball down the middle of the plate. Pivetta throws it. Bottom line is that Gabe's had opportunities to make a difference, and he hasn't. And do I believe this year is on the feet of Gabe Kapler, and that's the issue with the team right now? Of course I don't believe that. But this is the beginning of where, we talked about this last week, to where is Gabe coming back, yes or no? And I said, I don't know. I don't care what Bob Nightingale's going to write about how the front office loves him and the players love him. I'm just out. I'm just totally out on this team. I'm done. Like, I'm finished with it. Something needs to change, man.
Well, I mean, listen, technically they are still in this thing.
Oh, sure. Unfortunately.
I don't believe. Now, something may happen at the end of the season. I don't think they would fire Gabe during the season. I just don't. You can agree or disagree as to whether or not they should or shouldn't, but I just don't think they'll do that. I think Gabe is one of their guys. He's Klintak's guy that he brought in. And if there's going to be changes from the top, meaning the owner is demanding these type of changes or what have you, I think the better look for the front office is to do it in the offseason. I don't think it's a good look for them to do it right now.
I tend to agree that Gabe's not going to get fired now.
Yeah.
You know why? Because the front office doesn't believe in this team either. Right? I mean,
they've already said that. They said that.
I guess that's my point.
It wasn't like that in the beginning. They basically waved the white flag about a month ago.
Yep. They did. Yeah, they told you all you need to know.
Yeah.
They added a couple of pieces. And by the way, Dickerson's a pretty good player, too. I like him a lot.
I will say, it looks like he's somebody I want to keep around.
Right.
He's a free agent after this year.
Oh,
Lord.
Right. So then you'd have to pay him.
So he's not going to be here.
He's not coming back, no. He's not coming back.
You got to pay him.
No, unfortunately, what you have with this team is what you're going to get. And it's one of the reasons why, when I looked at the big picture, I didn't want to buy at the trade deadline. I wanted to sell. Mm-hmm. Right? Just like I want to sell right now. But there is another side to it. And I've heard from some Philly fans over the weekend that say, no, making the playoffs would still be something good. Right? They're not out of it right now. They're only a couple games behind, right? That can change quickly.
But they're falling. They're heading in the wrong direction.
They are done. They are done. I'd rather they lose out than make the playoffs at this point. Literally, I would rather they don't make the playoffs than they make the playoffs. And I haven't been like this all year.
You would rather... Hold up. You would rather they don't make the playoffs
Absolutely.
Than make the playoffs? Now, why would you rather they don't make the playoffs?
You know why? Because it puts Matt Klentak's ass on the fire. Because it puts Andy McPhail. I mean, maybe in theory it does. Maybe with this organization it doesn't. Mm-hmm. But it puts them under pressure. It puts stress on those guys. It lets John Middleton know, like, hey, listen, you didn't make the playoffs. This is a disaster, guys. Something's got to happen. Something's got to change. Is this going to cost Gabe Kapler? Yeah, it's probably going to cost Gabe Kapler. I'm over that now. I don't care. There's only so much Gabe Kapler can do. And he's running out of chances. All right? He's had opportunities to where I could come in here and be like, see that? Gabe did a good job. Not after last night. I can't say that. Mm-hmm. Right? No, I would rather they didn't make the playoffs at this point than they make the playoffs. And you know what? I think there's a lot of Phillies fans that agree with me.
Well, that's crazy. That's just silly.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's silly. I mean, anytime you have the opportunity to make the playoffs, you want to make the playoffs. Now, are you saying you don't want to make the playoffs because you want everybody gone?
Yes.
Or you want things to change?
Yes.
So you think making the playoffs will prevent that from happening?
Well, I mean, last year, they fell apart in the last 6 weeks of the season, and mm-hmm. I still had Gabe coming on to defend the whole narrative that Klentak was putting out there that was saying, fastest rebuild in baseball history. You know, this is great what we have going on here. Nobody right. felt like that at the end of the year, but yet they were still trying to tell us we had to feel like that, and here's why. Just let the fans feel the way that they want to feel. Making the playoffs this year, Ike, would I be excited? Sure. If it actually happened, it'd be great to have a playoff game. God forbid they win that playoff game. But you know what it signals? That what they're doing is right. What they're doing is working. And it's not. This is not a good long-term thing for the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Lose. And lose, lose, lose. I am not rooting for the playoffs anymore. I'm out.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't. It's painful as it is at times to watch this team and different ways that they can lose games or, you know, not be in the game, look lifeless at times, and as frustrating as Gabe can be after games, trying to explain what happened out on the field while protecting his players, as frustrating as that can be to listen to, and how draining this season. They've basically taken the joy out of this season. This fan base hadn't been pumped up for baseball in a long time, and they were pumped up for baseball when the season began. I mean, it was like, how are we going to be able to keep this going for 162 games after the first week and a half, 2 weeks of the season?
Well, like, we'll always have that first 2 weeks of the season.
Well, but here's
to remember
the thing.
It by.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah,
I say that about the beginning of the season because it's not that I'm sitting here trying to beat the drum for Matt Klentak, Andy McPhail. I mean, I would beat the drum for Gabe Kapler a little more than I would for those two guys. But even Gabe, you know, I'm not fighting for those guys or hoping that those guys are back here next year because they're doing something right. Making the playoffs is about the fans for me. They deserve it.
I don't feel like the fans want it.
They deserve it.
I don't feel like the fans want it. I don't want it. I'm out. I wish they would have sold at the trade deadline. I wish they would have said, you know mm-hmm. what? We were trying to do something. It didn't work. How do we get this where we want to go? Not to where we're crawling and scraping just to try to be the second wild card. This is big picture for me. I wish they would have been a seller at the trade deadline. I wish they would have tried to get out of some bad contracts or to do something. 888-729-9494. Yeah, I'm down, Ike. Yeah, and I said this team was a slam dunk to be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a real ass. All right? When I come in here today. And, yeah. I'm not saying that Gabe Kapler should be fired. I'm saying Gabe Kapler is going to be fired. I don't feel like he's going to make it at the end. You know why? Because I feel like this team is done. Right? You see a run left in this team? Are they going to come back this year against the Cubs? Well, I get the Cubs and the Padres coming in this week. Off day today. They have a run in them. Jack Fritz's team have a run in them. I bet Jack wants playoffs for this team.
It's tough.
They got a run of four games in them. That's what they've shown.
They're not allowed to win more than four games in a row. Yeah, I don't know if you know that or not.
Right. No, they could go 3-1 in four games, right? They could maybe, and then they could
I mean, they can't win. They haven't won more than four games in a row this year.
No, I know. Yeah. No, but like they make it, let's say they go 3-1 in the next four games. They'll go 1-3 in the games that follow that. Like,
right.
They're not good. They're not, I mean, so what are we even doing here? Why are we rooting for what? For what? So we can have a playoff game or two or three or whatever? What about next year? That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in change. I'm interested, you know what? I want everybody out of here. I want everybody gone. This is a disaster. After this many years, this is where this team is right now. It's embarrassing. And Klontak should be embarrassed. McPhail should be embarrassed. And guess what else? John Middleton should be more embarrassed than anybody. Right?
Well, he may be.
Yeah.
That's he may be more embarrassed, which means heads will roll.
And that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want the most embarrassment possible. I want people to say, you know what? I have tickets for tonight. I'm not going down and wasting my money to see these guys.
Jack, are you, dude, please tell me, as a baseball guy, you know, as an athlete, that you aren't
don't
on
call
board.
Him an athlete.
You
know,
he feels good.
Definitely an athlete.
He's on board. I mean, he feels good when I call him an athlete. I got to keep my producer pumped up. Are you on board with this nonsense Johnny Marks is spewing about you would rather see the Phillies not make the playoffs so they can make sweeping changes versus making the playoffs?
So here's the thing, is that I think this team's core is already set.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Real Muto's not going anywhere. Harper's not going anywhere. Hoskins, Nola, like, those guys aren't going anywhere.
Right.
So, almost, if you make the playoffs, it's more important for those guys to get that kind of experience because they're not going anywhere.
Real Muto signed for one more year.
Yeah, but they're going to re-sign him. You don't give the number one pitching prospect not to re-sign him. Like, right. This core is already in place. 07, they made the playoffs, and it helped propel them.
About to give Real Muto a five-year deal.
Oh, it's going to be great. And his early 30s as a catcher? Awesome.
Oh, God. Make me even more depressed. Oh, so you want to get them seasoned as the second wild card?
I'm just saying that this is the core they chose, and this is the core they're going to go with, so you might as well try to make the playoffs.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese.
888-729-9494.
So I lost a playoff game yesterday, okay? I know what it takes to win
what
in the playoffs.
Playoff game? What are you talking about?
My Sunday baseball league.
Are you pitching?
I did.
You lost yesterday? What was your line?
No, I went 7 innings, 1 earned, and then we blew it in the 8th and 9th.
Oh, yeah, blame it on everybody else.
Winner.
So the 12-year-olds you were throwing to, they couldn't catch up to your fastball?
Nope.
888-729-9494. Honest to God's truth, I'd rather the team didn't make the playoffs than they did. I want change.
Let me tell you what's scary.
What?
There may be people out there who actually agree with you.
I think there's a lot of people out there who agree with me.
It might be the one day.
Right. How about that? It's Johnny Marks Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.